Hello and welcome to the NewsRamp Industry and Manufacturing Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, ready to guide you through today's most important stories. NewsRamp.com brings you curated business news from top sources, keeping you informed and ahead of the curve. A quick note before we start, this podcast is created using AI and AI voices, but all the news stories are real, and you can find the complete articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Monday morning, November 10th, 2025, and we've got an exciting lineup of industry and manufacturing news waiting for you. So whether you're driving, taking a break, or winding down for the day, let's get right into it. Our first story today is
United Nations Day Against Environmental Exploitation, November 2025. The United Nations Day Against Environmental Exploitation in November 2025 highlights the call for nations to defend mineral sovereignty. A recent Ipsos Canada poll shows that 64% of Canadians believe their government should block the sale of national resource companies to foreign buyers. This reflects a global surge in resource nationalism and a push for reclaiming sovereignty over mineral wealth. The OCU's Indian Band in British Columbia publicly opposed the proposed Teck Resources and Anglo-American merger, citing concerns of extraction without benefit and lack of consultation. Similar challenges are faced by mining communities in South Africa, where foreign capital dependence erodes sovereignty and governance mistrust weakens the state's ability to act in the public interest. The Ipsos poll and Indigenous resistance reflect a global trend of citizens asserting the right to equitable and sustainable management of natural resources amidst a backdrop of corporate mergers that deepen the wealth extraction divide.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Industry and Manufacturing Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7pressrelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.